Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Happy weekend, happy Friday. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here at blogtalkradio.com. May God provide me the words to speak his thoughts. Sending love and prayers to everyone affected by this horrific hurricane season 2017, those affected by Hurricane Harvey. And matter of fact, you know, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi right now. I'm not in Dallas. The governor of Mississippi, Governor Phil Bryant, and Lincoln County business Reed's Metals have sent trucks of much needed items to Houston today. Today was the last day for donations to be accepted at the Mississippi Coliseum in downtown Jackson at the Mississippi State Fairgrounds. They had been accepting donations, much-needed items to be a part of the cleanup. And from 9 to 11 earlier today, and I posted from the governor's Facebook page, and also I reshared on Instagram, and it went out to Twitter also, the information for those that wanted to be a part of the governor's relief efforts to help Hurricane Harvey. Right now, I'm broadcasting with the television turned down regarding Hurricane Irma. So many of my friends that are not in those areas we're worried. Honestly, I have family in Miami. I have family in Sarasota. I've been to Nassau, Bahamas twice. And I have recently won a cruise to travel to Freeport, and I hadn't scheduled it yet, so I guess I'll schedule it during whenever everybody's safe and things are calm. But just sending love out to Adonis, who I talk a lot about, the LeBert guy. He rushed to Puerto Rico to be with his family, and they rode it out. And thank God they're in the southern part of Puerto Rico, but still the heavy winds and so on. And now we have Hurricane Jose, but we're definitely sending love and prayers out to those lives that were lost. And there's just the devastation of what St. Thomas and, oh, my God, and those that are riding it out and those that have evacuated from Florida also. Again, I have relatives, my cousin and her husband, live in Sarasota, Mary Elizabeth Matola and Danny Matola. So I'm watching this. I have friends and family in Orlando. Hey, you all SeaWorld High Fashion. Where are they based? From Pensacola, but live in Orlando. And again, not to mention my his friends all over the place, all over in Georgia, South Carolina. We're praying for you all. North Carolina, I have family in North Carolina, but they're in High Point, so that's inland and that's the high land. So, but still, I have friends on the coastal areas, and many of you are right there right now. So, just sending love and prayers out to you. I was just going to kick off the show and talk about the bio of the profile of James Franco and then discuss the hurricanes. First, I said, well, I'll discuss what's really, really important, because if James is listening, he's probably saying, well, you need to talk about the hurricane before you talk about me. But then I thought about just, you know, talking about some of his highlights of his life and his beginnings and so on. But I will do that. But right now, they're stating on the Weather Channel, deadly Irma approaching Florida. I'm speechless. I thought I would be not speechless, but I am just speechless. But we have Hurricane Harvey that we're dealing with. We have Hurricane Irma, and Jeb Bush made a good point when I listened to his CNBC interview with Squawk Box this morning. It's important how you prepare for the hurricane. It's important if you evacuate or if you ride it out. But a point that he brought to my attention, and I'm sure many that were watching his telephone interview, was that most lives that are lost are lives that are lost after the post-hurricane, from drowning, electrical situations like being shocked or just something post, something that happens post-hurricane. So definitely be on your P's and Q's, definitely. And this is something we have, what, Hurricane Jose, Hurricane Katia. And then early this morning, Jim Kotori of the Weather Channel, he mentioned something about another hurricane, like Hurricane Lee. There's a whole another hurricane that's coming up. So all eyes on hurricane season, most definitely history-making hurricane season. And prayers go out to those that were affected by the 8.1 earthquake also that turned to a tsunami. I mean, oh, my goodness, what is really going on? But one awesome thing that is happening is that how our five former living presidents came together for Hurricane Harvey, but now they're together for the situation that is happening with Irma and Jose and just these natural disasters that are happening. And so if you want to make donations to their organization, the website, and if you have already, we all thank you. OneAmericaAppeal.org is the website where the five living presidents, former living presidents, have gotten together to help the public and help the people. And George H.W. Bush Library would be the place that that would distribute the funds to the respective organizations in need and communities that are in need. Okay, Irma is now, please excuse me, Irma is now a powerful four storm, but also for the next 3 or 4 days, it will either be a 4 or 5. So we hope it remains, it weakens. I mean, wouldn't prayers be answered if it weakens? Please excuse me. I've had an interruption. It's expected to be a Category 4 or 5 for the next few days. And also, I think what is so awesome, I had heard about Hurricane Hunters, and I've been watching, but the Air Force Hurricane Hunters that are tracking Irma, out there investigating and studying and taking measurements and studying the atmosphere, really, really learning a lot about these beast-like hurricanes. I think that's just super, that's super scientifically amazing that those Air Force hurricane hunters are just out there in the middle of the eye, tracking the storm, getting much-needed information so we can know how to deal with these situations now and also in the future. That is so awesome. But again, I wanted to just recap on what I stated earlier about Mississippi, Governor of the State of Mississippi, a relief drive, and it is in partnership with Lincoln County. And so the trucks left this afternoon, but the drop-off was between 9 and 11. And as I've been watching press conferences today from Governor Rick Scott of Florida and the Director of Homeland Security. His press conference was interesting also. But, you can go to floridadisaster.org, volunteerflorida.org also. It's awesome that Florida Comcast is providing 130,000 free hotspot Wi-Fi that's available to non-customers. And also, they're doing something else also. And then information that I provided during Hurricane Harvey, if you're in need in the state of Texas, remember, contact the Operations Center for any information. 1-512-424-2208. Also, for federal disaster help, disasterassistance.gov. And in Dallas, regarding shelters, and because I hear they still need help and assistance and volunteers in Dallas. I had planned to be in Dallas this weekend, but you know, it's been a change of plan. And then my mother has. It's been different things going on, so there's been a delay in plans. And but the shelters, my mother is fine, and thank you all for your prayers and those that also send me notes and messages. But she have regular procedures that she must go through to replace nephrostomy tubes in her kidneys. And she might get those out soon. This is just a quick update for those that asked. I don't mean to... I'm not zigzagging, but since I went on that subject matter, I know people who want to inquire, but people always inquire and have us in their thoughts and prayers. So mother's fine. Her physical therapist came by this morning, so she had a nice workout, and she's napping right now. She's determined to stand again and at least walk some. You know, she's 85 years young, and she liked to keep in touch with you all and like you all to know what's going on, and you know, there is a certain amount of privacy for the family and those of us close to her, but she liked to communicate and talk with people and like to extend her thanks for your support and your prayers also, those near and far, because so many people inquire about her, about us. But back to the topic. On hand, DallasHelpForHarvey.net, City of Dallas Mayor Mike Rollins' Facebook page is an awesome Facebook page to stay in touch. Regarding sports, Alcorn State University versus Florida International, they were playing in Florida, but that game has been transferred to be played this evening at 6 o'clock in Birmingham, Alabama. And Alcorn bus, one of their buses wrecked in Vicksburg early this morning, but there were no injuries, so the game will go on as planned at 6 p.m. in Allegiance Field, but not in Florida, of course, but in Birmingham, Alabama, because, of course, everything is shut down. The governor shut down everything for good reason, and I really enjoyed his press conference. I mean, he came from a place of being a human. You know, some people look at celebrities and politicians as, I don't know, for some reason, as not being human. I mean, but of course they're human. And I'm, you know, I'm friends with a lot. And I've grown up a political enthusiast. You know, I've always aspired to be Ronald Reagan, a combination of both, but a female Ronald Reagan. But he really, those you all seen it, many of you seen it or heard it. His speech this morning was very heartfelt and very human. You know, some press conferences, some people aren't human-like, so I guess that is some reason why some people don't look at some politicians, celebrities as human, because they don't speak in a humanistic manner. But he did. He came from a place of being a former business owner and been a father and a grandfather. And, you know, they ask you to do the voluntary evacuations, and then there's the mandatory evacuations. But then those that are riding out the storm, they like you to have the proper survival kit that is needed so you can be careful. And remember, I see they're stressing to, if you decide not to ride it out, and you have until, what, midnight tonight in the state of Florida, please don't leave your pets. Take your pets. And so, and as I watch and get updated, so many of the shelters are making have accommodations for pets. So definitely do not leave your fur babies. You know, I mean, those of you that say, I don't want to leave them, don't leave them. That's what the government is saying. Don't leave your pets. Don't leave your fur baby. You know, so don't. So what else do I for some reason I can hear some of you all saying, okay, you know, really don't leave your fur babies. And then again, I think it's awesome also that Royal Caribbean taking out well, I guess have taken out their employees out past the Bahamas, out of harm's way. So I guess that includes, like, the employees' families and loved ones, too, you know, because I know y'all, I'll be like, my goodness, you're not leaving me, I'm going, too. So Royal Caribbean have taken their employees, staff out past the Bahamas, out of harm's way. And then there was, like, some other cruise ships around that have found, I guess, safe places where they can stay put until after the hurricane. But it shut down. The death toll probably have gone up, but as of a few hours ago, 12 was what I have. And I'm looking at the Weather Channel right now with the volume turned down as we speak. But the last historic season that was like this was 2005. So less than 48 hours, Sunday morning, is the scheduled time for it to hit land. Less than 48 hours. So you have to midnight, you all, to evacuate, because they say after midnight, you know, you're going to have to ride it out. And one thing that caught my attention this morning is in some cases the National Guard won't even be around. They're not even going to ride it out in some areas. So those of you that are in those areas, I mean, you have a big decision to make, because if the National Guard won't even be in the area, people can't tell people what to do, but when you need help, help won't be available in those areas that the National Guard won't even be available. So, you know, you don't have to tell me more than once what that means. So, you know, if they won't be around, that's serious business for real. But it's amazing that this hurricane is larger than the state of Florida. I mean, wow. And I had my studio up. When I was interrupted, I did not want to stop honking. Don't you hate dead air and pausing and so on? So when I was interrupted, I had thought, I'm not in an area that I'm usually in that's really quiet. You probably can hear my sister's birds chirping. And I thought, BJ, I thought maybe you could hear my pooch, BJ, barking and my sister's pooches. But if you do hear some chirping, it's not your imagination. My sister's birds are very near. They're, like, right behind me. So you're not just hearing things. And I'm not in some exotic place, so even though I wish I was some exotic place. So I'm trying to get my screen up, because some of you might be trying to call me, but I just knew that was important to mention. So I'm trying to get my studio screen back up. I had it up and already, and when that interruption, one of my nieces had come in. Getting ready to celebrate her best friend's birthday weekend. So happy birthday, Ebony. Have a fun time celebrating. I won't tell you all business on the air. People don't like their business, man. So wishing you a happy birthday. And everybody that's celebrating birthdays also, a lot of Virgos out there. So let's see. I know this excitement. You all can really hear my accent, can't you? Like, I have this Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi accent. Let's see. While I'm doing this, I can go ahead and repeat some of the information that I just shared. For donations to the 5 Former Living Presidents Organization, OneAmericaAppeal.org is the website. Also, visit FloridaDisaster.org, VolunteerFlorida,
for volunteer information. Big shout out to Florida Comcast. Shout out to the airlines also that are providing awesome fares. And I'm just shocked at the ones that are gouging, price gouging, those that are trying to evacuate. I mean, I listened to a story last night, and like one airline had charged someone like $10,000. That's crazy. And also remember those, there's disasterassistance.gov. And so that's for everybody. I guess it's not just for Hurricane Harvey. That's for Hurricane Irma also, but in the state of Texas, regarding Hurricane Harvey, contact the Operations Center at 1512 or 514-224-2208. DallasHelpForHarvey.net, City of Dallas. Be sure to go to the mayor's Facebook page, Mike Rollins at Facebook, and that big game being played from between Alcorn and Florida International. Of course, would be in Birmingham, Alabama, not Florida. And it's this evening at 6 p.m. at Legion Field. There's a golf. I think Mississippi State also had a golf tournament scheduled in one of the states. In one of the states that's in this situation, and instead the tournament will be on Monday in another location, a safer location. But let's see. Just be safe out there, honestly. But, and I'll talk more before the end of the show. But this show is entitled The Profile of James Franco. James Franco is an amazing, multi-talented artist, born in Palo Alto, California. Many know him from Freaks and Geeks. I guess when I was first exposed to James Franco, and I'm not even, I mean, I remember Freaks and Geeks, but I didn't watch it like weekly and so on. But I have always been a big lover of James Dean. I love old Hollywood, classic Hollywood. So I was exposed to James Dean back when he got the part to play James Dean. And I've always enjoyed his work. But when I really, really was turned on to his work, you all know, like in 08, 09, I had began on Facebook. When I joined Facebook with my friend Jermaine, you know, invited me to join Facebook, and I'm like, I don't want to leave my space. And so when I joined Facebook, maybe a year later, I started creating like this 100 Hot Guys list. And for a couple of years, my best friend during my teen years, Kawana Jenkins, who is going to want me to dispose to the private person, but I haven't talked to her in a while, but Coco, as I call her, one of my closest friends through my teen years, she made a comment, and at this time she was working like over HR and over Coca-Cola in Atlanta or something, and we were on Facebook. I don't think she's on Facebook anymore. She's like James. she like dismantled her Facebook page, but because I network with her family members and so on. But she was baffled that I never included James Franco on my 100 Hot Guys list. And I'm like, that's a good point. So even though I always enjoyed watching his films and liked him as an actor, I just never included him on my 100 Hot Guys list. Even though I even asked friends, hey, you have any suggestions for my 100 Hot Guys list? Because, you know, I didn't want to seem like I'm just coming from my perspective, though the list is called Best Hot Guys List. And you know, it's not just hot guys, but guys that do a lot of great things in the community also, you know, the charitable work and so on. So I started researching, not just, you know, watching his films or going to see his films whenever. If I would go see a film, it wouldn't be because James Franco was in the movie, because I wanted to see the movie and the entire cast. So when I started studying, and then even Nicholson James was pretty active on social media back then. She had like a Tumblr page, a Hussein page. It was like different forms of social media out there, and so I started studying. I like to research. That's why the show is called Culture Shock and the Cameron Report. Ever since I was a kid, I've always liked to do essays and reports and go to the source to get my information. And so as I was networking and as I was studying and researching, you know, we became pretty cool online friends, and so I'll leave it at that. So, but going back to what I'm saying, I'm just amazed at his work, at his history, at his family's history. Just amazing. You know, you want an amazing middle class American family, upper middle class American family. So, you can't study him without studying his family, his siblings, Dave and Tom, and now his sister-in-law, Allison Bree, who is married to Dave, his mother and father, his mother, Betsy Franco, who, you know, she works with her kids through, and she is an author and actress and so on. Their dad, Doug, who passed away, I think right after the release of Oz, and, you know, that's a whole other thing. But James is talented in so many media. And so we're going to devote another show where members of the James Franco Project, a closed group that I created back like a few months ago, we're going to do another show because it's so important to talk about the hurricane. And I even know that if James is listening to the show, he's probably saying, "Beth, why are you talking about me? I don't want to be the subject matter. Not today." So, you know, you can go ahead and you talk about me another time. But honestly, I mean, it's important. I scheduled the show today for a good reason because on Sunday would be the premiere of HBO's The Deuce, which consists of an all-star cast. And It premieres on Sunday night, which the past couple of weeks, HBO have allowed to watch streamline, via streamline. And so that's pretty much it. I know I am being distracted because I'm trying not to. They're showing pictures of the skyscrapers and the wind in Miami on the Weather Channel, and that is very scary looking. But again, The Deuce premieres on Sunday night. I really wanted to, when I do profiles, I like to cover the beginnings and not just the successes, but the struggles and then what's going on currently. Those of you that have listened to the show when I do profiles, because I have profiled many others, also like Mark Cuban and Prince before he died, and that's coming too again, and hopefully I can get Matt Fink and members of the Revolution and others to come on the show. Well, I know Matt had been thinking about coming on the show pre Prince's death, and we stay in touch. I like that the Revolution keeps in touch with me and a lot of Prince's friends and family, and so many that I've met. So sending much love out to Minneapolis, the Twin Cities. New Prince, we never got a chance to meet in person. And again, that goes from my research and writing and being in contact with my friends. And that was from me being a little girl when he first came out. Sent him a letter. My sister helped me. And then the rest was history. But throughout the years, never met in person, never. I know that's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? But we never met in person. But I met so many people from Minneapolis and so many of his proteges also. So that's real amazing. But we're talking about
the disaster that's going on. And we will schedule another show that profiles James Franco. And again, before I get back to talking about the weather, The Deuce premieres on Sunday night. And James, you know, he has a new web series also on YouTube. You know, you search James Franco, you'll see the new web series. And also, the word is out that he's Snapchatting. So he might not tweet and he might not Instagram anymore, but he does have a Snapchat. Now, I don't know how active he is on Snapchat because, you know, I have a profile and I have yet Snapchatted. But you can Snapchat me at Culture Shock Inc. KULTRESHOKENT. Email me at Culture Shock Inc. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Also, you can connect with me on Twitter at Beth Williams, and also Culture Shock Inc. KULTRESHOKENT. And of course on Instagram at Beth Entrepreneur, spelled correctly. Also, check out the blog at BethEntrepreneurTumblr.com. And thank you all, too, for visiting and going to Culture Shock Entertainment Report's Facebook page. And I'm Bethany Williams also on Facebook. But thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report's Facebook page. And I've been doing my best to update content on that page also. And I'm definitely reinventing and improving the show. A big shout-out also with everyone involved with Crossroads Film Festival. We had an amazing planning meeting this past Tuesday at Whole Foods Market at Highland Village, I-55, here in the capital city of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. Big shout-out to our festival coordinator, Michelle Baker, her awesome mom, Fran Baker. And Philip Scarborough, one of the co-founders. Oh, my God. It was amazing that he was a part of the planning meeting. So we are in, like, reboot mode for Crossroads Film Festival. It is always rocking fun, but we are in, a reboot mode also. And so we are super excited, and we definitely thank you for your continued support, and those of you that are new supporters, we thank you in advance. So visit the website at crossroadsfilmfestival.com. Also, you still have time to submit your original music videos and your independent films. So go to crossroadsfilmfestival.com, sign up to receive information and updates, volunteer information, membership information, all the works. Next year's event is scheduled for April the 12th through the 15th. I am on the planning committee, obviously. I am a screener. And also I am a volunteer music video showcase coordinator also. So, you know, so definitely get your videos in. Go to the website and you will be directed to the proper place to submit your films and to submit your videos. So I just want to say a shout out to so many of you, my loved ones, family, friends, my peers, the awesome online friends, JL King, big shout out out there in the ATL. Big shout out to my to LaBear Dallas. You guys, happy weekend. Big shout out to Ogle School. Looking forward to resuming my studies as a static student there, and so I can get that license. And just so many of my friends in New York, California, India, UK, Australia. I mean, love you all. Thank you so much for your support. And it won't be long. I'm working on the playlist. I have been getting so much music. So I'm programming so much awesome music for the playlist for Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So thank you all also, because you all know how important that is. It's very pertinent to the flow of the show to have proper music. So thank you for your love and your continued support. So right now, before we conclude, I want to share what's going on with Irma. Irma is still a powerful Category 4 storm. Sustained winds. Expected to remain Cal 4 strength approaching Florida. The reporter right now is showing Palm Beach, Florida. He's on the beach in Palm Beach. And the tropical storm force winds extend out to 185 miles per hour. Potential for life-threatening storm surge. And just seeing what else is, that's what I see. And I think this evening, like in Orlando International Airport, is closing at 5 p.m. Hurricane warning for southeastern Bahamas, part of Cuba, central Bahamas, northwest Bahamas. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 70 miles from Irma's center. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 185 miles. Authorities in the Caribbean link at least 17 deaths to Irma. So now it has advanced to 17 plus. Florida governor, if you're still in the Florida Keys, leave now. Do not hesitate. If you're in the Florida Keys, leave now. The majority of Florida will have major hurricane impacts. Regardless of which coast you live on, be prepared to evacuate. Florida governor, we won't be able to save people once the storm hits. Florida Governor Rick Scott also states that possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot. Miami International Airport arranging to move people without flights from the airport to designated shelters. Florida DOT, Department of Transportation, opens the shoulder along I-75 from the Turnpike north to the Georgia, that means I'm laughing at my voice, Georgia, the way I pronounce that, to the border for evacuees. More Florida troopers on roads to keep evacuation traffic moving. Mandatory evacuation issued for Tampa. Have friends in Tampa. I need to check on them when we go off the air. Tampa residents in Zone A. Matter of fact, one of my friends in Tampa, she stated you need to do a show that is just about the hurricane season. So I do the show to scheduled for tomorrow morning is I will definitely provide more pertinent information regarding the hurricanes. U.S. Postal Service suspends deliveries and retail operations in South Florida until further notice. Mandatory evacuation west of U.S. 19 in Pasco, is it Pasco, and Citrus counties in Florida. Mandatory calculations for Zone A, all of Zone B, and parts of Zone C in Miami-Dade County. Miami evacuations orders now include 650,000 residents. Miami-Dade County evacuation is now largest ever attempted in the county. Find your evacuation zone at floridadisaster.org. So go to floridadisaster.org. This look like 13 additional shelters now open in Miami-Dade County. 5 shelters are at capacity. The governor also states that majority of Florida will suffer major impacts. 12-inch storms for parts of Florida West Coast. Governor also states that millions of gallons of gas arrived in Florida. And also, if you need a hotel room, go to Expedia.com/Florida. Also, so Expedia is pretty cool. And, you know, they might have a deal with Expedia also, but definitely go to TripAdvisor also. But Expedia, they said go to Expedia.com and /Florida because they might have some kind of, like, really awesome deal going on. But, you know, TripAdvisor, I write reviews for TripAdvisor. And so definitely go to TripAdvisor also. My review name, my username is Dreamer Beth. But Florida Governor, please go to Expedia.com/ Florida. But TripAdvisor and Booking.com, those are probably others that are working with the hurricane areas that have been affected, the areas that have been affected by the hurricanes. So just sending love and prayers to everyone that has been in harm's way. Again, sending, you know, hugs to Adonis and his family in Ponce, Puerto Rico also. And those of you that are those of you that are without power in San Juan, I mean, how many are without power? Really? I mean, I can't believe that. That's amazing. So I hope you all get your power. Conversations Live. Ebony Empress, my girl from the UK, you know. So you definitely create a profile so you could interact with all of us. So Justin Michaels from the Weather Channel is talking now. So it's like, and they're telling you all, it's like mandatory. You either risk your life and ride it out, or go ahead and leave. So again, OneAmericaAppeal.org, the organization that 5 former living presidents have come together with. And Jim Couturier on the Weather Channel also stressed how important it is to get your plywood and go ahead and do and use your plywood like now if you haven't already. FloridaDisaster.org, VolunteerFlorida.org. In the state of Texas, regarding information that's very important, 512-424-2208. DisasterAssistance.gov for federal disaster. That's for all that are being affected. DallasHelpForHarvey.net, City of Dallas Mayor Mike Rollins, Facebook. So those are some of the, those are some of the important contacts that you need to know about. Tomorrow morning, when I broadcast, we'll share more websites, more information regarding how you can get help. And I will and definitely call in tomorrow also. Make sure my screen is up. I had it up, but then when I was interrupted, I began to talk, and it went down. But again, thank you so much for your support. And, like, right now,